This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
We did it. We made it to a Friday. Woohoo! Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Melissa's still dragging a little this morning. You even had the day sort of off yesterday.
Yeah.
Sort of off.
Yeah. I spent half the day shoe shopping and the other half of the day on the computer. So, yeah.
Well, that's not a day off, is it?
No, it's not. That's okay.
Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online news. Paper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll County. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Give me good news about the weather this weekend.
Actually, weather's going to be halfway decent. I will say with this above normal temperatures that we're going to be having, you know, we're going to be in the 70s. We're going to push close to 80.
Woohoo!
So with that, you know, Indiana, it's going to bring rain and storms, chance of it, on Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon, evening, overnight. We might see a little bit of that. And then spring actually comes back because today is the first day of spring. And spring comes back and the high on Monday is like 49. So
time to break out our string bikinis, the thong.
Have you got one?
Oh, heavens no. Come on, girl. Nobody wants to see that.
Break,
I don't even want to see that.
I don't even know the last time I had a swimsuit on. Are you kidding
me? Well, I have a swimsuit, but I'm certainly covering up. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I don't have time for that. So, anyway. But, yeah, spring's going to return on Monday. So, don't get overly excited about having these, you know, near 80 temperatures over the weekend. But, you know, a little breezy. Some light breeze gusts, 20s in the 20s, so no bonfires, but otherwise we'll be good.
We do have guests in studio today. We welcome from the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites. I always have to add the "and" because I always just think Indiana State Museum, but it is "and" Historic Sites. Carla Knapp, and we also have with us Chloe Pannell. They are the dream team of communications for the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites. And so we welcome you to the show. How are you ladies today?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Oh, very fun. Very fun. It's a great time for us to have you, actually, because we celebrated Ag Day early this year. Well, it was Ag Day, but I think technically isn't Ag...
It's Ag Week.
Ag Week.
And then Ag Day
is actually next week. So we did ours because...
Ag Day is 17th. We've already had it.
Right. So, but
no,
next...
The regular Ag Day is the 17th. It was the same day as St. Patty's Day this year.
But our Ag Day was Wednesday the 18th.
Yeah.
And so it's a great time to have you folks in studio with us because you're actually celebrating a little bit of farming as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Ag Day is such a fun event. So this is a great opportunity for families. We're going to have just about everything you could imagine to kind of dive into the world of agriculture. We're going to have live farm animals. You can talk with a local farmer, kind of dig your hands into some activities about how to plant things of that nature. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So do we know what kind of farm animals, and this is Chloe that you're hearing, by the
way. Yes, hi, good morning.
Do we know what kind of farm animals that we will have, that the kids will have a chance to get to know a little bit?
So I know that our team is getting ready with some baby chicks that are hatching Hopefully by this week. We will have them by this weekend. And then I think I want to say our friends at Conner Prairie are sending us some heritage rabbits that you might be able to see as well.
Fun, mm-hmm. fun. And so is this something that you folks do yearly around
Ag
Day and Ag Week and all of those festivities as well?
Yeah, every year.
Okay. Yeah. And so will there be any machinery or anything coming in so the kids can see big tractors or anything?
You know, I can't say for sure. I know that our local farmers will be bringing loads of their own expertise and stories, so there will be plenty to dive into on that front.
How fun would it be to be one of those farmers that gets to talk to kids all day families all day about farming and agriculture?
Yes.
If you ever need anybody, let us know. We'd love to come and talk about that. So what other activities then go along with it besides being a chance to like hold some animals or maybe see some small animals? Is there anything else that's going along with that? Or are we just recognizing it there as a big importance with the state of Indiana?
Yeah, so definitely a lot of that. Some of those more hands-on activities involve, you know, trying your hand at planting certain things, kind of getting digging into some of the techniques that farmers use to grow and produce our food. So it's a lot of hands-on activities to kind of learn the science behind how our food comes to be and how the farmers, you know, get it out into the public.
It's funny because I saw a survey, it's been a while back now, what percent of the population, especially children, think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows? and because we know we might think that's funny, but I mean, I can see if you're a kid especially and you see chocolate milk or white milk, wouldn't you think
it
came
from? Are we kidding? There are adults that think that.
Absolutely, that's what I mean.
There seriously.
Like, it was like 30-some percent of the, I don't know what it is now, but it was like way more than I'm like, oh my gosh. I had no idea that people still thought that. So,
yeah, I think within Indiana, agriculture is such a huge part of our heritage. And, you know, for folks who maybe don't have that in their family, I grew up in a farming family. And so, and many people in Indiana did, but not everyone. And certainly whenever people come to the museum, things like Family Discovery Day tomorrow with agriculture, and even just a walk around the museum, you get to experience some of the parts of Indiana's heritage and history that connect back to agriculture. And so I don't know that we go into where chocolate milk comes from, but you really do get to see how that is such an important part of who we are as Hoosiers. And you can, one of the great things with Agriculture Day tomorrow is that it's included with your museum admission. So you can walk around, you get to see some of the really cool equipment that was used in the past. I think a lot of people really enjoy that. I know I really enjoy getting to see, you know, what did equipment used to look like? We have steam engines, we have some tools and implements that were, you know, pulled by horses, pulled by animals, some of that really early industrial heritage from the state all the way up through present day. So whether you come from an agricultural background or something entirely different, you get to come in and get your feet wet and really explore some of those roots and how it still, you know, relates to what we're doing today.
Yeah, definitely where we came from, for sure. And one of the things that's really cool about the Indiana State Museum is how many hands-on activities that you folks have created out of things I wouldn't even have thought of. So somebody has put a lot of thought into it, especially making it hands-on. And this is a perfect time to have you guys on because, you know, our schools here broke for spring break yesterday. So they're going to be on spring break today and then all of next week. So this is a great activity for people to come out sometime during the week and check out the museum.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And because it is spring break, the museum is actually open now daily. Typically, we're not open on Mondays and Tuesdays, but because it's spring break, we are open daily now through early April to give people extra opportunities to take advantage of spring break, this fantastic weather. And beyond that, we've added even some additional activities to give you more options to really enhance your visit so that whenever you come to the Indiana State Museum, you can explore different exhibits, all of our galleries, enjoy the events that we're offering. And like you mentioned, Cindy, we have so many different hands-on experiences. I cannot say enough great things about our team and how thoughtful they are for designing experiences for every member of the family so that whenever you come in, you get to, you know, put your hands onto different tools, discover, you know, whether it's a tactile experience, maybe it's a scent experience.
My grandkids loved the scent thing. What is it about little boys? I want to smell things.
Yes. Like, yes.
Normally I'd be like, stop smelling that. But in this case, it's okay.
Well, and we have some things that really do appeal to children. I don't know how much adults enjoy it, but back in our Ancient Seas exhibit, you can smell shark vomit. And
that is such a boy thing.
Isn't it such
a boy thing?
Well,
I say that, but my husband would smell it too. I know he would.
It's so popular with the kids who come in with their families. And it's like, it's gross. It's something that you maybe didn't expect to come in and see. And kids just love it. I think parents even enjoy it. Because most kids are like, oh, it's gross. You have to smell this, mom or dad. So it's fun. And really, you know, whenever we're learning, it should be fun.
Absolutely.
You should be able to enjoy those types of experiences and kind of forget that you're learning in the background too.
Well, and it is funny because the kids enjoy it, but then you find yourself enjoying it as much.
You're right. Yeah.
Not only because they're enjoying it, but you'll find something that you like as well.
So absolutely.
You have several events coming up. So let's talk about some of the events you have coming up, because I'm looking at the calendar here and we've got April, May, June, all kinds of things coming up here. So let's talk about them.
Yeah, so one of our big things coming up is the Pinewood Derby. That's March 25th through the 29th. And this is one of our most popular events of the year. It has been since 2008. And we have families coming from all over the state to race both their cars and cars from our collection down our 125-foot track. It's actually the longest in Indiana, so we're really proud of that. And it all comes to a head on March 28th. That's our official race day, and it's also the Best in Show competition. So this is such a fun way for families to kind of connect with Indy's racing heritage long before, you know, the mega party that is, you know, May in Indianapolis. That's the greatest spectacle in racing. This is the smallest spectacle in racing. It is no less entertaining.
Yeah, but I love the fact that they have trophies and they have milk jugs.
Yes.
Those
are super cute, and those are supported by our friends at the American Dairy Association Indiana.
Yeah, we did that with my, mm-hmm. you know, my grandson. I told you we took him there. Yeah, we did that with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a blast.
Yes.
Because he had built one of those cars and we took it down, and yeah, he got to race his own car and everything. It was cool.
It's just so fun. It's so cool seeing what everybody comes up with. There are so many different creative designs, both in the category for speed, that's our official Pinewood Derby championship race, and our Best in Show contest, which is where all the speed rules are out. It's all creativity. It's whatever your mind can come up with. And this year we always have a special category each year. So every year, have a special category, and this year it's celebrating America's 250th birthday. So that's going to be all
cool.
Star-spangled cars. We're very excited to see what people come up with.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got your earrings on today
in preparation. And thank you so much for noticing.
She's ready for the race. Well, that will be a lot of fun again coming up actually next weekend, but it starts, next week. Yeah,
yeah,
Wednesday.
It starts Wednesday, yeah.
Yes, so people can come down there during spring break and check it out.
And you said there's freedom on their cars and everything else. There's no inspections as to whether or not they're adding weights or anything. That's because I'm asking.
So for the Best in Show contest, no. That is all about style over speed. For the official championship race, there are regulations on, you know, weights that you can add, certain modifications that you can and cannot have on your cars. But honestly, for both competitions, I've seen so many really creative takes on just what you can do with this block of wood that you start with. My personal favorite is one that a team member of ours made, and it's a rubber ducky bathtub-themed car. And that was made for the speed portion of the contest. So little plastic rubber ducks all over it and pearls to represent the bubbles. It's adorable.
That's really cute.
Yes.
People are so much more creative than I am. I'm just not a creative person like that. So to think of putting pearls for like bubbles, that's super genius.
It's so cute. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's the first thing coming up here next mm-hmm. week. What else do we have?
Yeah, we have a full schedule of events that's really going to take us well into the summer months. But I really like to highlight some of our exhibits that we have. those are experiences that are open right now and will continue for months. And really, whenever people come to the museum, they're coming to discover. They're coming to explore. And so we have three floors of galleries and exhibits that are all included with people's admission. One of the most popular experiences that we've had in a number of years right now, it's open, and it's called Mazes and Brain Games. And it is so popular with families. We see kids coming in and they are playing, they are discovering. It's all about giant puzzles and brain teasers, full body experiences that you can really get into to, you know, discover. It's all about just developing critical thinking, innovation, those skills that really help with a child's development. But again, it's so fun and it's so active that kids really don't realize that they're learning. It's all trial and error. Let me try this way in the maze. Let me do that with the brain teaser. It's really been a lot of fun, and we see families spending hours in that experience.
Well, and there's more than 60 of these small and large scale activities. So I think people think, well, I'll have to wait in line. But really, when there's 60 of them, you're going to have a chance. You're going to have a good time, and you're going to have time to be able to check out multiple things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is in our largest gallery right now. So there is so much space for people to go in and explore. The centerpiece of it is the Maze of Illusions. And so you get to go in, and it's a maze. So you kind of get to get lost, and through trial and error, you get to discover the way out. But along the way, there's all of these brain teaser style puzzles. And so if you think about, you know, some of the puzzles that maybe you, as a child, you know, is the bird in the cage or out of the cage? Is it red or is it green? You know, those types of things. And it really gets you thinking in a brand new way, that it's challenging for both children and adults. So if you solve one puzzle that's, you know, a basic level puzzle, it just keeps going and keeps challenging you further and further, which is, I think, why people really enjoy spending so much time in there.
Absolutely. And there is a lot to see, I can assure mm-hmm. you of that. So then we get through April, and in May, it looks like we kind of get to the spring showers bring May flowers is how I'm going to see that. In my mind, that's how it's going to happen. Now, Mother Nature, she always has her own schedule, but in my mind, that's how I see it.
Yeah. Sure,
but
sure.
This is a little different, though. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interactive to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I think you're talking about Flowers Forever.
Yes.
Yes, of course. That has been a really popular experience also. It's open through Mother's Day, and the team was so thoughtful. This was created by our own museum experience team. So it's using artifacts from our collection, which I think is always really fun for people too. As the Indiana State Museum, the things that we're showcasing are part of Hoosier heritage. And people love to come in and see themselves reflected in various ways throughout our museum. And this is one where, you know, everyone enjoys flowers, but you probably don't realize how much they exist throughout our daily lives in art, in fashion, in design, in personal expressions. Really, from the day that you're born, the whole way through the end of your life, flowers are with us. And so that's what Flowers Forever is all about. It's a beautiful experience. It's a fine art show, but not only does it reflect art, furniture, fashion from our collection, we also have these incredible interactive experiences that, again, are geared toward our younger visitors so that they can engage and experience this exhibit and enjoy it just as much as some of our older visitors.
Now, you had mentioned there, and again, I want to mention our guests are from the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites.
Yeah.
I'm good if I just say Indiana State Museum in my brain when I have to add the and Historic Sites, then I mess it up. Carlin App and also Chloe Panel. You said something about a design team, a group that talk, how do you get to be on one of those? I'm sure you really talk about having to think outside the box, but talk about a team that might be fun to be on.
Oh my gosh. I think if I could do anything, it would be creating experiences for our museum. Our team is so incredibly thoughtful, and they truly have an ability to put themselves into the mind of our visitors and understand what would a visitor enjoy. If you're a 10-year-old, what would you enjoy coming and doing about this experience? If you're 50 years old, what would you come and enjoy doing as part of this experience? And one thing that they have said that really, our chief officer of engagement, he's the one who leads all of these experiences and helps to come up with the ideas, designs, everything. He describes it as exhibits that care whether people are there. And if you think about a traditional museum experience, you know, it's maybe it's not as interactive or whatever, but at the Indiana State Museum and at our historic sites, they've been so thoughtful about creating experiences that are hands-on, that are interactive, that are immersive to, again, get you learning, to get you thinking, and to get you talking as well, so that the discussions that you have as a family whenever you're driving home from the museum really carry that forward. And it really carries the memories forward, the learning opportunities forward. That's what our whole museum system is about.
So we talk about what's inside the Indiana State Museum, but maybe we should talk about the historic sites as well.
Yeah. So we have 11 historic sites that stretch all across the state, from the northern border up near Michigan down to the southern border just across the river from Louisville, into the corners of the state over by Ohio and over by Illinois, and all of the places in between. The 11 historic sites tell some really fantastic stories about Indiana's history and heritage. We have a home that was part of the Underground Railroad. And so what an important story to tell as part of the history of Indiana. We have one of my favorite stories to tell is Indiana's most prolific female author, Jean Stratton Porter. That's a name that many, many people know here in Indiana. So we have Jean Stratton Porter's home. We have the home of T.C. Steele, who was an impressionist artist and really put Indiana on the map for art. I think a lot of people don't understand how important and how influential he was in the world of fine art. And he was from right here in Indiana, from not too terribly far away, here in Nashville, just about probably an hour and a half, 2 hours south of here. We have the original state capitol in Corydon. We have the original territorial capital over in Vincennes. Some really cool stories. One of the really interesting stories that we have, New Harmony, Indiana, which is down in the southwest corner of the state. There were two utopian societies that were started and failed. and so you get to understand the story of, you know, why would someone come to Indiana and try and create this utopia? It succeeded for a while, but then why did it fail? It's just such a fascinating story. And really some of the things that they created, really beautiful and still have stood the test of time. They have the beautiful hedge labyrinth that is there, so you can kind of wander around the hedges and escape into nature, escape into your mind, which is why they were creating it, and really discover, you know, what drew some of these people to different places in Indiana. You could spend really all of your spring break, if you wanted to just stay in Indiana, road trip it around. The 11 historic sites will take you through so many different interests, whether it's art, architecture, literature, photography, history. The options go on and on.
Can you believe how much you've learned about not just the people, but the state of Indiana since you've been at the Indiana State Museum?
It's been such a wonderful learning experience. And really, I think that's one of the things that makes our museum system so great, is that really, again, no matter what your interest is, we have something for you. And I'm just a person who enjoys learning. I enjoy discovery. And I think really that's one of the things that traveling is about. It's about seeking different experiences, seeking knowledge, seeking adventure. So whatever you're seeking, I think our museum system does such a fantastic job of delivering those experiences to people. Whatever they're looking for, we can provide it.
We've only got about 3 minutes left.
Sure.
I can't believe it's going by so quickly. But I do want to give you a chance to tell everybody what's happening in June. And then a little piece of history we have that we connect with the Indiana State Museum. So tell us about what's happening in June as well.
Oh, yes. It happens through June. So it's open right now. I think you're talking about Indiana. Oh, my gosh. Let me try again. Indy A to Z. And that is such a fun experience. It just opened a few weeks ago, and it does continue through June. It is an alphabetical adventure through the streets of Indianapolis. And there are so many different opportunities. 26 letters are all represented there in some really fun and unique ways. And thanks to our friends at One America Financial, we're able to, you know, allow visitors to come in and get this really unique perspective. And I don't want to give everything away because it really is very fun to come in and discover. But we'll start off with, like, C is for cheer. And we're talking about all of the sports teams that we cheer for. Whether it's the Colts, the Pacers, the incredible events that we have coming up with the Final Four and Purdue.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Got you in there.
I got you, yeah.
Hey, the NBA just signed contracts, so now we can actually have Indiana Fever games. So
yes, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's talking all about that sports heritage. We hope that people are coming out for the Final Four and we're hoping that Purdue is there, our Boilermakers. We're thinking positive thoughts.
We're keeping our fingers. I'm wrapped out today with a shirt and hat.
Yes.
So we'll see. I don't know. Sometimes when I get all excited, that doesn't always go the way I think it should.
Yeah,
so.
I knew you were going to dress that way. So that's why the Notre Dame stuff, I stayed at home. I'm being respectful.
Thank you. All right. From the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites, you've been listening to Carla Knapp and also to Chloe Panel. They are the dream team of communications there. If somebody would like, and by the way, folks, they have been gracious enough to give us some family four packs to go to the Indiana State Museum down in Indianapolis. We're going to wait till the end of the show to give those away, though. We have such a short break in between here. So we're going to give those away at the end of the show today. But if you're looking for a great spring break experience or anytime experience, these are good through the end of the year for you and maybe your kids or grandkids. We are going to have a friends and family four pack to give away coming up at the end of the show today. So keep listening for that. In the meantime, how could folks find you guys and get more information if they would like to come down on multiple occasions?
Sure. The best way to do that is to visit indianamuseum.org. My top tips for people, especially right now, I know that, you know, finances have been tight for people. If you purchase your tickets in advance on our website, you're going to save a few dollars. But if you feel as though you might enjoy discovering some of our other historic sites, if you want to go to the museum, or if you're a museum person in general, our museum membership gives you unlimited access to our 12 destinations across the state of Indiana, plus 600 different museums and cultural attractions across the United States.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have a partnership thing going.
Yeah, we do. And my husband and I love to travel. We have yet to go somewhere that doesn't have an amazing museum, a cool science center, an amazing, mansion or home that you can go through and tour. And it's all included. We have people who tell us just how much they appreciate the value of our membership. For families who want to discover, they want to have those learning opportunities, but you know, you're on a budget. We understand that. So if you go to indianamuseum.org and purchase your admission in advance or purchase your membership, you really have opportunities to save money.
Awesome. We appreciate you guys coming in today and driving down from Indy. What a fun thing to talk about today here at Spring Break and with Ag Day and Ag Week and all of that. So we appreciate your time today and coming down. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
and
you,
you guys,
so much for having us.
We are so happy to do it, and I hope we can do it again here very soon. And then we have a 4-pack of tickets to give away. We'll do that coming up. As soon as Melissa makes a quick adjustment here.
Yeah, I can tell I've been gone for a day.
One day. It's just one day is all
I know,
it takes, right?
One day is all it takes.
In the meantime, until she gives me the go-ahead, I will remind you some of the things happening in our local area here. This weekend, it's a community Easter egg hunt. This is with our friends from FUN, Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods, and that's from noon until 1:30 tomorrow. The hunt is at 2. You do have to bring your own basket, but they'll be serving hot dogs, chips, and water as well, and pictures with the Easter Bunny will be available. This is rain or shine. However, I think it's going to be shine all the way. Rushville Lions Club is hosting their spring fish fry. It's all you can eat. That's coming up tomorrow, 4 o'clock until 7. Again, this is at 555 North Liberty Street in Rushville, and it's tenderloins too. So maybe some of you are into the fish, some are, but that's fish, tenderloins, baked beans, fries, coleslaw, applesauce, bread and butter, pie, you know, the whole thing. So if you are looking not to cook tomorrow, like I'm always trying to get out of cooking for a good cause, this is tomorrow in Rushville. Don't forget that the Humane Society, their Lucky Charm pet adoption runs through tomorrow. And then also Sunday, Frankfort St. Matthew United Methodist Church is having their Kite Festival, and they're having a community cookout, kite flying, fellowship, and fun, and that's at noon coming up Sunday at St. Matthew Church in their backyard. Mel, we ready? Okay, we're close. Anyway,
we'll make it work.
All right. Yes.
So. While we're still working on that, I want to share one more thing about the ticket package.
Absolutely.
So the 4 tickets that are in there are good for any of our 12 locations across the state. So including the Indiana State Museum. But if you decided that you and your family want to head to
Corydon, or somewhere,
or
Vincennes,
any of the places around, you can choose any of our state historic sites or the museum and enjoy a day.
All right. Thank you. We're going to give those away again at the end of the show. Write the phone number down now, 659-3338. We'll do that at the end of the show. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.